Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Good morning. It's Sunday, May 16th. And this is to the men. I know it's early. It's like 7 o'clock a.m. where I am in my neck of the woods in Texas. And I got up early this morning. I had a dream about my youngest sister and my brother. Is a brother that's 8 years younger than I am and a sister that's 9 years younger. I had a dream about them. So I got up early this morning. And I went ahead and texted her. Now, but I want to talk about ex-romantic relationship partners. So for you all men, it will be about your ex-relationship partner. And I'm going to talk about my ex-husband. And I mentioned him from time to time on the podcast because I feel that I don't know if this is some type of new age relationship that we were having or what it was or because it's strange. And I've always wanted a male perspective. And there's something else I may come on later to talk about. And I want a male perspective on that also. And just putting it out there, you all listening. And I'll get that energetic feedback on what you're thinking. And the emails that you all have been sending in. Continue, guys, to send your response to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Now, it's a strange situation. I was going to talk to my dad about it, who's a Sagittarius. I'm a Sagittarius. My ex-husband is a Sagittarius. We're all Sagittarius. Okay. So, and Sagittarius, astrologically, and those of you that don't believe in astrology, okay, you just ignore this part. Okay. Sagittarius, astrologically, are known as the freedom-seeking sign. They want freedom. In the tarot, they represent the Knight of Wands, like that. They want freedom. They like adventure. It relates to foreign places, foreign people, adventures, like that. It relates to the higher mind, seeing the big picture. They don't like to be tied down. The mantra for Sagittarius is don't fix me in. Now, my ex-husband, he had his rising sign in Aquarius. Aquarius is the out of the box. It would be that new age relationship, I guess, or a different relationship, or not the status quo, not the status quo. I have my moon in Capricorn, which represents the status quo, is the traditional relationships. Now, but I'm going to say Sagittarius sun sign. Now, he had his Venus in Capricorn where my moon is, and he had his moon in Gemini. Gemini likes to be here, there, everywhere. And Sagittarius, the opposite sign, also likes to be here, there, everywhere. It's just that Sagittarius is about, Gemini is about what's in your vicinity, your neighborhood. Sagittarius is about, so he had that duality. Sagittarius is about foreign people, foreign cultures, foreign travels, foreign places. So he's attracted to foreign women, okay? And I'm attracted to foreign men. Now, he has a type of woman. How I get on here and I'm talking about the type that I like, the type that I like, the type that I like that. Okay. He has a type of woman that he likes. He likes, before he met me, he had already been dilly-dallying with his type. Before I met him, I had already been with a foreign man like that. Okay. So he likes foreign women. He likes women from Belize, Brazil. He likes women that are Panama, those types of IT, which is Haiti, those types of women. He likes dark women, women that are darker than me. Like he's white. He's a white Hispanic. He likes dark skin, dark women. That's what attracts him. He states that's what's always attracted. That's how his family told me when I lived in Mexico that that's all the women that he's always had, they've been that way. But his family is white. Like, and he is also. So they say he's always been attracted to that. And that's what he's always had is romantic relationships. That's what he likes. And they would usually be from a different culture. They would be from, like, in Mexico, you have a small population of people that are from different countries that live there. Or he's mestizo. How in Mexico they'll call themselves, you'd be like Espanol, which is there's a percent of people, I lived there for 9 years, that are of the population that are white. They are majority Spanish blood. That's the way my husband's family explained to me. Okay, and then you have mestizos, and then you have people that are indigenous. Now, he would be in his country where you would have that small portion of people that were from different countries. He would be dealing with those types of women. Panama, Brazil, maybe women from Costa Rica, those types of women. IT, Haiti, like that. So that's what he liked. That's why I was joking. We would be at the nightclubs here, Spanish clubs, and I would say that he would be drinking those Black Russians. He would, like that. But I would be insinuating something else. Okay, he would be drinking. Okay, now, so that's the way that he's always been. He's that way. Now, I am from the United States. I'm from a small town in Georgia. And his family, his grandfather's passed away, his mother's father, he is Spaniard. I remember when I first met him, he lived in the mountains. And he would tell me about his time he spent in the United States. He fought in one of the wars here in the United States, driving a plane. And he was showing me pictures and telling me, and I forgot which war it was. But anywho, and he was telling me how different it was in the United States, telling me a lot of stuff the grandfather was. Now, so he's an Espanol, the grandfather was, would travel all over Europe, the grandfather would, after he settled, his family settled down in Mexico, they would travel all over Europe, he would be traveling, and then his father's father was similar, his father's father was mestizo, Espanol mixed with indigenous. Indigenous are what we call like the native people, like the Indians, like that, that are unmixed, untouched. Mexico has a small population of those. When I worked in Mexico, it was around those types of people as it relates to the service that I was offering. Now, that we were offering. So, and that grandfather was, the mother's father was wealthy in land. He lived on a ranch in the mountains, had a lot of land. He's dead now. Left the land to his daughters. He had mostly daughters. My husband's mother, she gave her land to my husband. Like that. Because my ex-husband. Because he and his family, and I and my family, are considered kind of alike. He has, I think he has five. It's him. There are five children. He's the second oldest. On my side of the family, there are seven children, and I'm the second oldest. And both our parents look at us as noble. Okay, that's the way that they would describe as noble. Okay, now, his mother in their family, he was like her favorite child. And she was bold about it. She was an Aquarius. And the family was very different than mine, but kind of similar as it relates to his mother. Like, she would say that, okay, this is my son. You all belong to your father, like that. You know, you are his children. This is my son, like that. He was her favorite child. And so when I came into the family as his wife, she was happy. Because she felt that because he was her favorite child, and there was an expectation she had from him as it relates to how the sons, for some families in Mexico, is their position to take care of the mother when she's older. And with me being the wife, she felt that, okay, that gave me a certain position because he was the favorite, like that. So in my family, I'm small town Georgia. My father's side of the family is very Baptist, conservative, you don't say certain things, you don't do certain things. My mother, that's my father's grandmother, my father's mother. That was my grandmother. That's who we grew up around. But my mother, my parents raised us. Now, so I was accustomed to something different. Like, okay, I was accustomed to something different. Okay, so that my mother was the 3 meals a day mother, like that. And his mother was the traditional Mexican mother, 3 meals a day mother. My mother's a Leo, opposite sign of his mother was an Aquarius. Is an Aquarius. My mother's Leo. Those are the opposite polarities. My mother's very overly protective about her children. His mother is very overly protective about him. The rest of her children, not so much. My mother's overprotective about all her children, like that. So, and my mother's very vocal, just like his mother. Like that. I and my family was considered my mother's favorite child. But my brothers and sisters were okay with that. He and his family was considered his mother's favorite child because she verbally told them and they grew up with it and they were okay with that, like that. But I was accustomed to, like, with my mother is very verbal. My mother is very bold. She is what you would explain as a Leo. My mother's 6 feet tall. She's very big, like that. And his mother was very short. She was like 4'11", but very kind of bold also, but differently. Because I was raised, like, I guess because I'm from Georgia, the type of family I had, a lot of respect for the parents. Like, we still don't curse in front of our parents. Hell, I'm almost 50. Never have done that in front of our mother, father, our grandparents, our aunts, our uncles, nobody. No cursing, no using bad words. We didn't talk bad. We didn't do anything like that. We can object, but we did it in a specific way. That's the way it is. They didn't know. We didn't let them know. My cousin, I'm not going to say anything. And this is my dad's. My dad has out of my grandmother's 5 children, the youngest is a girl. She's the only girl. Her son, my sister, that is a year older than I am, the things that they would do, they would hide it from the family. Even while they're an adult, there are a lot of damn secrets. Now, and because in the parents look at them as, like, my aunt, she looks at her son as being a perfect human being. He's been in the military all of his life. He'll be retiring soon. We went to the university. I come from, on my father's side of family, my father's African-American, my mother's mixed race, is on my father's side of family, my uncles, all of them went to the same black university. My grandmother sent them all to the same black university. They were professors, they were engineers, like that. Okay. My cousins that are male on my father's side of family, they also went to that university, like that. My uncle's sons, all of them went to the university, like that. So that was the tradition. Now, my father's mother was Southern Georgia Baptist. She invested a lot of money in the church. She helped build the church. She was like that. So it was a different type of family. His family was Catholic. But my grandmother, my mother, this was my father's mother. My grandmother, my mother's mother died when I was a little girl. She was white. She died when I was a little girl. I don't really remember her. My sister would say that the Scorpio, the oldest, remembers everything. She would say, well, you should remember her because you sat in her lap every time she would come. You would be in her lap the whole time and that she loved us so much and that she would cry when she got all of that. She had 12 children, 9 girls, 3 boys, like that. Now so it was different. And my mother and my grandmother, my father's mother, got along. Like, up until my grandmother died, which was, I think, in 2014, 2015, my mother would talk to her on the phone every day. I remember going to see her every Sunday. Thanksgiving, Christmas would be at her house. When she died, my oldest sister that was very close to my grandmother stopped celebrating Thanksgiving and Christmas. That oldest sister, the Scorpio, was very close to my grandmother. I was very close to my mother. I was a father's girl before. That's when I was younger. And then when I got hit puberty, I became a mother's girl on up into my late 20s, like that. So when I moved to Mexico, his family was very different. But his mother kind of reminded me of my mother. Like my mother, when I was an adult, when my husband, ex-husband, first met my family, he met my family first. My mother bought me coffee in bed, like that. For me, not for him. But that's the type of mother that she was, okay? And I was an adult. She bought me coffee in bed. She would get up and make sure the house was warm before I would get up. She was that type of mother. When we grew up, when she would cook, she would eat after. My parents would eat after we ate, like that. My mother would be standing in the kitchen, serving like that, okay? Now, the first night that I went to Mexico and stayed and met his family, his mother came and tucked us in, okay? I don't know if it's something was wrong with our families or what. Okay, and we're both Sagittarius. Okay, she came and tucked us in. Now, they had sibling rivalry. On my side of the family, my brothers, there is no sibling rivalry. They had sibling rivalry, but they had a high dependency on my ex-husband. His siblings did. He was the second oldest. They had a high dependency because he was the one in the family that was noble. He was trustworthy. He was the honest one. He was the hard worker. He was the responsible one, like that. My siblings depend on me differently. Like, okay, my moon is in Capricorn. I solution problems. If they decide on something about the family, they'll come to me for an affirmation of do I feel like it's correct, or they'll come to me wanting to know what I want to need to do next, or they'll come to me for damn money, like that. His siblings also come to him for money. So now, and so when I moved there, I was kind of uncomfortable because they were traditional. They believed in sitting down with the family and eating. I grew up with that also, but they would cuss in front of their mother. They would curse at their mother. My husband wouldn't, but his siblings would. They would be that way. And I was uncomfortable because my mother is the type of mother where if you come towards her like you're her equal, she's going to lay you down like that. No. And all of my siblings know that. She's going to lay you down. And you're going to have a hard fall to the floor. Now, so I wasn't accustomed to this. I was quite uncomfortable at the dinner table. And my ex-husband had already met my family first. So he already knew how they were. Okay, now. So, past that, that's a little bit of background story about our families. You know, it was strange to me that his mother, she was gone. Like, they lived in the house with their father. They were all adults. I'm not accustomed to that. I'm accustomed to, that's my mother's dream. I would say that. My mother would say that her dream was for all of her children and their husbands and her grandchildren to all live in the house with her. Okay. That's a dream that was not going to be fulfilled like that. And it is not fulfilled. That's not happening. Okay. His mother, her dream was for everybody to get the hell on like that. Except him. Except even her husband. Like that. So, because they were all in the house, she left. When I moved there, she came back and was like, and my ex-husband was telling her, okay, because he's the only one that could get through to her. He was like, now maybe you will come back and stay. She was like, no, I won't be staying. I may come here and stay a couple of nights, like that. Now, and she was a very hard worker, this woman was. She took good care of herself. She liked things to be clean, like I do, like that. Now, so she left because all the adult kids were there. Shit wasn't clean. They were nasty. That's what she stated. And it was too many damn problems. And she wanted them gone, like that. And she wanted the husband gone, or she wanted the husband to be changed and different. So she left because you can't change other people. And that was surprising to me that she was going and she was coming and staying. She went to live with a friend of hers and she would be working and then she would come and stay a few nights at the house just because my ex-husband and I had came there like that. So it was kind of different. And I think that may be why my ex-husband is the way that he is. Because we've been separated for 5 years. We're not divorced. We're separated. He didn't want the separation. He still, after 5 years, doesn't want it. Now, and it's not because he can't get other women. Because he's very attractive. He's very handsome. Women in his country would be dying to have him. He told me that the women in his country, they would always try to trap him and want him to get them pregnant. Because they felt that if he would get them pregnant, he would marry them. But he would never get them pregnant. He said he's never wanted children like that. So he's never had children. He doesn't have any biological children. He's almost 50 now. He said he doesn't want any children. Glad he didn't get trapped into having children like that. I guess that's the Sagittarius Aquarius. Now, but we've been separated for 5 years. He doesn't like, and I was not the traditional Mexican wife, of course, because I'm not Mexican. And I didn't pick up the traditional stuff the way that my mother is. I had that in my first marriage. I've been married twice and with my children when I was raising them with their father. I don't have that anymore. And I didn't have it none of the time that we were together like that. So the lifestyle was different. The life was different. And we've been separated for 5 years. He didn't want the separation. He still doesn't. He has not told his family that we're separated. He has not told them that. I told mine maybe a year or two after we separated, like that. I told my youngest daughter first, and then I told the rest of them. Now, is where, so he didn't want the separation. He doesn't want the divorce. He doesn't want the relationship to end. Now, but, and he still says he loves me and misses me. But I feel that he still thinks that we're in a relationship. And it could be because we're still married. And I feel that he likes the type of relationship that we have. And this is not a relationship. Because when we were together, I was the type of woman that I would be focused on my work, my life, and him to a certain extent. He wasn't the center of my life. I feel that if he would have had a Mexico wife, he would have been the center of her life. Because traditionally in Mexico, the woman would be cooking for the man, washing his clothes, attending to him. I never attended to him. He had to attend to himself. And sometimes he would attend to me like that. I would be attending to my own work business like that and things that I wanted to do. He had his own business. He had a lot of freedom in the marriage. We have been together almost 20 years. So he had a lot of freedom. And I start giving him the freedom, or I start wanting him to have the freedom when I got close to not wanting to be in the marriage anymore. So it was while we were actually married. Those first 2 years leading up to the ending, I started letting him be free. Like, I didn't care if he was out. I didn't care what he was doing. I just didn't care. And I noticed that made him want to be home more and in the relationship more and become very close to me. So, and it made him happy, okay? And me irritated and want to rush to get him out of the house and separate. So I separated. I said, okay, now we're separated. Like, so I left the house that we were in. Now, So I left the house that we were in. I got my own house. And he would come to the house every day. Sometimes a couple of days, a couple times during the day, every day. We became very close, like friends, like brothers and sister. Because I started feeling in the marriage at the end that we were becoming like brothers and sisters. Or I always felt towards him like a brother, like that. I loved him, but I felt more towards him like a brother. So, and we would have good times. We'd be horseback riding a lot, going out, those types of things. Because that's what he likes to do. He likes to horse ride. Right? He likes to be out. He doesn't like to be stuck in the house. He doesn't like anyone fixing his plate and giving him. He doesn't like that. Okay. I guess it makes him feel trapped because he's a Gemini moon. And he's like freedom to do how he wants to do like that. Okay. So, and I was happy because I wasn't interested in doing that. Okay. So I said, okay, now we're going to separate it. It happened in almost 20 years we had been together. I was like, okay. And I started focusing 100% on work. He was focused on his business. He was focused on me. He was focused on the children. Because I had 2 children. I had Brian since he was 9 months old. He's 15 now. I had Summer since she was first day out of the hospital. She'll be 5 in July. So he started focusing on the children. He started like that. Okay. Now, so we separated. He was in his house, I was in mine. We would see each other every day. He would come by every day. We would still be going out places together like that. We'd be talking. He would be telling me what's going on in his life, like that, all those types of things. Very open. And had not told his family that we had separated. He had not told them. And he would say that he knew that I would be the one that would probably meet someone else first as it relates to a serious relationship. And he was, I'm pretty sure that the 5 years that we were separated, that he was maybe having sexual relationships. I'm pretty sure that he was. But because he's kind of cold, aloof, and detached, he could easily not attach because he likes freedom like that. So, and he would be more suitable for a woman that would give him that. And she would have to have a lot of confidence to give him the freedom that he would want. And he likes to be out with the woman partying, nightlife, horseback riding, those types of things. Those types of things. And which I love. But freedom. And that draws him closer to you. Like that. And even with having sex with someone else, he would tell me that, okay, when we were separated, he was like, for him, that would just be sex to fill a need. That doesn't mean anything. That would just be sex to fill a need like that. It would take more than that for him to fall in love or want the person. And it would take a different type of person for him because he has specifics. I guess people that are cold, aloof, and detached, it takes specific people for them. The normal stuff doesn't work for them like that. So he hadn't told them. He hadn't got over the relationship like that. I think that for him is a marriage where we both have freedom. We just could do what we want to do. We don't live together. Some type of new age relationship is most definitely not traditional. It's Saturnian. Okay. And he likes it. He FaceTimes with the children every day. If he misses a day, he'll make sure that he does it the next day, like that. He'll FaceTime with them. He loves the children a lot. I try to communicate with him the least amount possible so that he won't have any ideas. I don't give him any ideas because when I talk to him, I'm quite aloof like that. I don't make it anything about emotions, because he wouldn't like that anyway, even if we were in a relationship like that. And I think that's why he's attached to me, because I think he thinks that I match him. Because I've never was that type of person sitting down talking about my feelings to him, okay, like that, or wanting him to talk about his or anything. We were just talking and whatever, okay. So it wasn't that type of expectation or having to do that. Yesterday, and I keep thinking, the more that I treat him the way that I always have, the more that he would go, but not really. Because yesterday, he FaceTimed. The children were asleep. I got the phone, and I don't usually let him see me in FaceTime. I don't want him to give him any ideas like that. Because whenever he sees me in FaceTime, he'll be like, oh, it's so beautiful, like, stuff like that. Okay. The way that he was when we were married, he would tell me those types of things a lot. Like, he would compliment on my appearance. Okay, so now, so I got the phone. I was like, well, the children are asleep, so you're gonna have to call back later, like that. And he was like, I miss you. Okay. And I said, I know, like that. And then at the end of the conversation, he was like, I love you. Okay. The way that he always said at the end of every conversation we've had. And I've never answered him back. I never say, I love you. He doesn't expect it. He knows it's not coming. And I think that that's what's making him say it more. Like, I think that that's what's making him say that more. And I was thinking that, okay, it is 5 years, he's free, he doesn't have any responsibilities, he is free, he should have been the one to, even though he has a specific type that he wants in women, he's very verbal about it, okay, I feel that he should have been the one to already have gotten someone, because I know that he would have to have been having sex with someone, like that, that's what I feel. Because for a lot of women, he would be a catch. Because he's very handsome. He's very tall. He's very good-looking like that. He's very noble. He's an overall nice person. But he's very different once you get in a relationship like that. So, and he doesn't like to be coddled. So you really don't know what to do with him in a relationship. It was perfect for me because it gave me time to focus on my work, to focus on myself, to focus on what I want to get done like that. I didn't have to do anything for him like that. And he liked that and would do a lot for me. Now, so, but I want something different romantically. He wants me romantically still, and it's been 5 years. So I'm wondering if this is some type of new age relationship that he's having in his imagination. And I'm wondering if it's some type of damn new age relationship that he's having in his imagination. And with divorce, I feel that I would get a divorce after I found someone that I want to marry or that I'm serious or want to be in a commitment with. That's when I would get a divorce. Or is it because we're not divorced, he still thinks that he's in love and still thinks he misses me, but we've been separated for 5 years? I don't think that he's hoping or wishing that we're going to live in a house again. I think he's thinking that we're having a out-of-the-box marriage. So my question to you all men, is there someone from your past that you have not let go of yet? And what does it take for a man to let go? What does it take for a man to move on? Maybe if I start calling him all day and all night, coddling him, smothering him with I love yous, he'll run off. Maybe if I start acting out of character, he'll leave. Because I did notice when we were married, when we were married before those 2 years when I knew I was going to end it, if He never liked staying in the house. He liked to be free. He liked to be out. He liked to be whatever. He liked to be on the go. He would want me to be on the go with him. So that's a sure thing that would run him off. Because when I gave him that freedom last 2 years up into the fire, he became very close. Like that. And I stayed distant. Like that. So what do you all men think? What do you all guys think? What do you all think? And he would state that he feels that he's never going to meet anyone like me. And I would tell him that you're not supposed to. And you're not supposed to. And I was in the back of my mind saying, and I damn sure hope I don't meet anybody like you. Not that he's a bad person, but that's just the way that I joke. And he knows that. If I would have said I lie, he would have started laughing. So, because we had that type of sense of humor with one another. It was very open, like brother and sister. Is, for him, it was like husband and wife. But some type of out-of-the-box, damn, untraditional relationship. I'm into untraditional relationships because I've been thinking lately. Remember, the men, I don't know if you all heard when I stated that what my sexual fantasy was, romantically, is to have, like I said, I want that sexual fantasy and I will only have this sexual fantasy play out. I've never had this. I've never done this. It's a sexual fantasy that I've always had. And I would only do that if I was married, not with a boyfriend or anything like that. Where I would have the sexual fantasy threesome of a man appreciating my breasts and another one appreciating my vagina. The husband appreciated my breasts so that he could kiss me as another man appreciated my vagina. That's what I stated. And I would only do that if I was married. I've taken it up a notch, and I think that I would want two husbands. I think that I would want two husbands. In an undeveloped mind, especially a woman, would take it as having to wash his clothes, having to do his dishes, having to please both men. That's not the way my mind thinks. My moon is in Capricorn. My mind is having the two. I don't understand why you can't marry two people in the United States if both people are willing. If it's that type of setup, if a woman can't do it. I don't understand why a woman can't marry two men. Now, my mind is two husbands where we may or may not all live together. We will most definitely all know about one another. I would go out with both of them, standing in the middle of them, holding their hand where we're out in public. We would all travel together. We would all go to restaurants together. They would all go to the department stores, watching me try on clothes. That type of relationship, that type of two husbands. I'm not talking about cleaning up and washing their clothes. Hell, I have help to do that now. So why would I find help and start washing their clothes and cooking their food? So not that. Is people need to understand that people live in different lifestyles. When they say something and your mind goes to a space, that may their mind may be going somewhere. Like my mind is going somewhere else. It will not be anything about taking care of them. And essentially, they would be taking care of me. That type of two husbands. Very masculine. Very accommodating. They would be. And two of them. But I would want to be committed to the man. And them be committed to me. And them not being bisexual because I'm not into sharing men. That type of two husbands. Like that. My ex-husband would definitely not be into that. He would not be into that. He is the type of sex partner would, okay. Like, okay, is, because he's quite cold, aloof, and detached. I have Mars, Mercury, Venus, and Scorpio. It's for a need, it says. A physical need. Like that. Okay, that's what it says will be for him. And because I think that that's the way that he sees women. that's why he has gotten in a serious relationship. As for sex, it would just serve his physical need. He would not be emotionally attached to them. Maybe when he gets older, he's almost 50, and needs somebody to cook for him and wash his clothes, he may get another wife. He may get a wife, and it'll be maybe somebody traditional to his country. In the meantime, he will be single and seeking other women, unless he finds that type of woman that he likes, and she gives him that freedom, and he falls in love with her. And then he'll stay married to her. He'll divorce me and stay married to her, is what I feel. Like that. Is the way that it is. And also, I feel that he isn't interested in divorce. Maybe because we have the younger two children, he takes them as his. And everything that he has already promised that to me. Like that. Even though he does nothing for me, but everything that he has, I guess when he's dead, or when he's old, he promises it to me, has promised it to me. Because I guess because I've helped him so much while we were actually married. I helped him a lot. I did more for him than the average woman would have been able to do for him. More that signified something to, and it signified something to him. So I think that could be the attachment. But hell, he's never done any damn thing for me. But anywho. Well, he did things for me, like, not much financially, but he did it in other ways that were significant to me with my moon in Capricorn, like that. So it was a strange relationship that he still hadn't got over, that I'm completely over. And I think that he may be still in it in his mind. We'll have to wait and see. So what do you men think about that? Is it strange? Is there a woman that you hadn't gotten over? What does it take for a man to get over a woman? Is it for all men, like 2 weeks and you're over it? Or a month and you're over it? Or someone else comes along and you're over it? Or you have sex with someone else and it helps you get over it? Or do colder men, it takes men that are cold, aloof, and detached, does it take more for them to get into someone else? And are they cemented into their last person? Or is it, I would always think that for him, he had made up his mind that it was a mind-based decision as it relates to our marriage, our relationship, and him being in, that he had made up his mind, and his mind is fixed. Because he has a lot of air in his chart, so it's fixed mind. Like that. So I don't know.